ready? Good morning, everyone. It is Thursday, February 22nd, 2018, 9 a.m. in the County Board of County Commissioners Conference Room. We're assembled for our administrative workshop. First up is item 1A, transit. 1A1 is resolution number 2018008 in the matter of Jefferson County and Community Transit and Special Transportation Advisory Committee, JCT, SDAC, amendment to the bylaws. And A2 is Josephine County Transit Operation Policy. Present is Mr. Chancy, as Commissioner Hare is present, Commissioner DeYoung is present, and it is snowing, and Commissioner Morgan is called in absent.
Morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here, Scott.
Not a problem. This is the resolution that I had talked about once before, about changing the bylaws to the Special Transportation Advisory Committee to allow them to be the body that recommends to the county commissioners how to spend the state transportation improvement funds. So that was added, and since I changed that or added that, I also added or modified the membership qualifications. Prior to this, it all said all members of the JCT stack must reside within the boundaries of Josephine County, and I added reside or work.
Right,
the reason
right.
I did that is because it's also the money is generated through a payroll tax. So those were the changes that were made. Other than that, the bylaws remain the same. So this will appoint the STAC as the advisory body to the county commissioners on how to spend the STIF money.
Okay.
Perfect. So that'll go to Wednesday's, next Wednesday's meeting.
Yep.
I'm bringing a pen.
I think on, is it Wednesday?
We have
one next Wednesday. It's
following one. Right, it's the following one that we won't have
one on Thursday.
We'll have one.
But we'll get it done on the 28th.
28th, we'll have it. This 7th,
we won't.
The 8th. It'll be the 8th.
We have to
go to the 8th. We have to do that to the 8th, okay.
Yeah. Okay, I just want to make sure that I had it on my notes, so I'll be there.
Yep, 28th.
Okay, that's the 9 a.m. The second item up is, I didn't think I would ever have to do this, but it came to that point. And the FTA, or the Federal Transit Administration, states that we can ask someone to move from the seats that are reserved for the elderly and disabled. We can ask someone to do that. We can't require them to do that, to move, unless we pass a policy that states that someone is required to move. Like I said, I didn't think I'd ever have to do this, but apparently it's come up twice now where people have refused to vacate those seats and make room for somebody that was elderly, that was reserved for those seats.
Elderly or disabled? How could somebody not get up for a disabled person?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
They got better phone reception towards the front of the bus.
They're not allowed to use their phones.
I'm just kidding. Is it a matter of maybe putting out a... Mr. Don, designating more seats? Are we running into it to where we're running out of disabled and handicapped seats or elderly
no.
seats?
No. What happens is this: there's seats on the very front seats on both sides of the vehicles are reserved for elderly, disabled. They're marked, those seats fold up so we can secure a mobility device. So we have enough room for three. We're only required to do two. I've configured the buses to do three. So what it was is someone that was just basically, I don't know, having a bad day, feeling grumpy. I have no idea, but it's happened twice. And I felt that we needed a policy that states that if the driver can ask you to move, and you do have to oblige.
Do you have to post that? At a placard or something in there that...
No, what we'll do is I will... there's a series of rules. As long as we were doing this, after discussion with legal, I decided at their advice that we would throw in other violations of our operating policy as well that would warrant someone's service being suspended. And that's something that I don't take very lightly. So I added those in here as well. So okay. What happens is if a person refuses the request by the driver, their service can be suspended. And so those rules will be posted on the vehicle, and we will also be riding with my operations supervisor out on the road and inform people of these rules and start enforcing them.
Okay. What do you do? I mean, do you set the guy out?
Yeah.
Do you just say, I'm going to stop the bus and you get off?
Essentially, that's what's happened when it gets to that point. We will stop the bus and ask them to leave. And if they do not, if they refuse that request, we'll go ahead and call public safety. And that in itself has only happened, I think, maybe two or three times. Most people vacate at that point because they don't want to have any encounter with public safety. So they just go ahead and voluntarily leave. It's just, we need, I feel that we need something in place that if we get to that situation that we say, okay, if you...
Somebody challenges it, we have...
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So that's what this is about. It's also added, I added it in there. There's an actual state statute that talks about interfering with public transportation. It was passed, and we went ahead and posted that on there as well.
Okay.
And then we have additional rules that are posted on our schedule. These are all listed in the same policy. It's just they're going to be reinforced and state that if you violate these, your service can be suspended.
You want this on the 28th also?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Do you have any questions, Commissioner Hare?
Nope.
I don't either. I read through your, that's a long
document
in there, for Pete's sake, for public transportation. A lot of rules and regulations in there.
Right, and these will get amended as attachments into that document. It's kind of it's a document that the Federal Transit Administration looks to us to have that provides all of our rules and some of our procedures, so we're just going to go ahead and add those in.
Okay.
So that's it, and I will see you on Wednesday.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Quarterly item number 2 is quarterly department updates, and it's public works, public health, and veterans. Well, I see none of the above here today.
So did they contact? 2 of those are yours.
I talked to public works this morning. And
are we sending out notifications if these are quarterly?
They get the respond and say something about it.
And I tried to call Lisa this morning at Veterans, and she wasn't in yet. I left a message for her to contact.
Well, they need to know that regardless of the snow, they need to let us know. I mean, this isn't not an option.
For right now, we have item number 3, finance, the exciting, riveting finance report and business update.
Thank you. Yes, good morning. So the main thing I'd like to pin down this morning is the budget calendar, in the sense of our first budget meeting. The original proposal was May 1st. What I would like to do is make that Thursday, May 10th. The Tuesdays seem to be crowded with other issues. May 1st was not available for a couple of the folks, the private citizen. And May, the following May 8th and 15th and 22nd, each of the board members had an advisory committee meeting that same evening. So we would have been running back to back.
I collide on May 9th through the 16th, I believe. I'm going to be in California.
Oh, May 9th?
Yeah, because so my 10th. First deal is the 10th, but I have to get there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I was going to travel the 9th.
Okay.
Is that on your calendar? I mean, how did you get here? And
yes, it is. In fact, we talked about it. Wendy wanted to know when it was. Huh?
It's not on your calendar. I just wonder how we got here, and we don't.
Well,
all those dates work for me.
Okay.
We need to accommodate. Commissioner Dion.
You're May 10 through 11? Or 16,
The 12th is the 11th. 12th are the it's a bar mitzvah for my grandson.
Right.
And I was going to travel on the 9th. So.
Well, don't say you're going to be out of town, Commissioner DeYoung.
Yes. Anyway.
Okay.
I will be unavailable.
Well, I was just wondering on the next Thursday is the 17th, so 10th and 17th.
What is the conflict on the 8th? And we could just do it the first one on Tuesday with the expectation that after Commissioner Dung is more available, that all the others are... Because that's the preliminary one, and that's not a big deal.
I'm going with that.
It's shorter, and...
Okay, that's true. We could do...
It's the campus advisory in the evening.
Then we have it earlier. The first one isn't presentations anyway. It's just the overview.
If we want to do that, I would actually think that would that might help in the whole flow of information.
So let's have that one at 3 o'clock.
And it can be a very short, very, well, it could still be.
Delivering the budget message?
It still, could still be at four, yeah, that I would do, they, you would do the housekeeping, you know, elect the chair.
Our meeting is at six? Yeah, so she needs time before, between those two.
Well, I would present the budget message, you do your housekeeping, present the budget, it would take no more than an hour, it might take only 45 minutes.
And do that on Tuesday the eighth?
Tuesday the eighth. Here's your budget message, here's the budget, go forth, study it, and then we'll set the next meeting date.
Thank you.
That'll do.
That would be really good.
Excellent, excellent.
Can't wait.
It will be edge of your seat.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, at 4 PM. And then you guys, the budget committee itself can set the next meeting. Everybody bring their calendars, coordinate, figure out what's gonna work for everybody.
And that would, you'd set the calendar on the eighth also, right?
Yes, you'd set your, for your next meeting.
Solidify your next meeting, okay.
Ideally, you map it out for the.
I will have a proposed, yeah.
Yeah, good.
And the proposed will be then Thursday, May 17, and Thursday, May 22nd. Because that way, that won't interfere with the Parks Advisory Committee, the Fair Advisory Committee. That's on Tuesday evenings.
That works for me.
Okay.
Okay.
I will do that. The other things I have then are just brief updates if you are interested. The NVIP wastewater treatment contract, I have that still with legal. So they're working on getting that contract. I talked with legal yesterday. They're on their way. We should have that hopefully within the next day or two.
Can you also explore that contractor being able to do our facilities or, it's bigger than facilities and I don't want to call it that because that's misleading. It really has very little to do with facilities and more is like the efficiency of kind of our properties. I'll take evidence, for example. I don't need them to design me an evidence building. We know what that's going to look like, more than likely. They've already done that investigation, mm-hmm. but just the viability of relocating it to a spot at the jail. That's an easy one. We're going to do that. I mean, it just makes sense. But maybe relocating parks and forestry or the fairgrounds is the largest one, is to take a look at that. And what do we do with public works? I need help with that. I don't know the answer to it. I've struggled with it for years, but it can't stay there anymore. And if we want to be part of the urban renewal district, we got to be out front about the plan.
We need
to have it ironed out and ready to go.
Right. We have to be in that original set of plans because you can't come back 5 years from now and say, "Yeah, we want to do this."
Yeah,
it's got to be in part of their master. Master plan.
So let's focus it on
strategic plan
the
for
the fair, or more so public works is the highlighted element. Relocating that and
projects
parks.
Those projects don't need to be really specific, but they just need to be. That's what we want to look at. Pretty general that public works is going to move, and what are we going to do over there?
So I want specifics around public works relocation.
Mm-hmm. But
I want to have a clear goal that we go to the city that has been vetted through the fair board, the community, the board. It's got real potential and we've addressed all concerns. So we're not going there, but, oh, you didn't think about ODOT's concern with transportation. Yeah. No. We did. Everything's been ironed out. This is our best laid plan. So.
Okay. The other thing that came through my mind, though, also is public health and the Dimmick campus, that the relocation of those facilities too. I mean, that could be secondary to focus on this first. But that's another piece.
Parks and forestry relocation, better utilizing the property we have at the intersection of Allen Creek and Redwood Highway.
Didn't we make some noise also about wanting to put planning and public works at some point in time in the same, almost at the same counter?
Yeah.
So we don't get the back and forth
with the
running people around.
That justice space is, it has to be in the courthouse for access to the clerk's office, the assessor's office, all of that. So
good
it's
idea.
Just a matter of when the city can get it together.
When the city gets their stuff together.
Okay.
Or maybe I don't know. Really frustrated with how slow that progress goes. That would be great.
I'll do some exploratory thing and see what we can come up with.
Otherwise, we may need to go up with a go out with a local.
Sure.
Some sort of an arm.
I'll try to get some kind of context and put something together.
It's not a big project, but the city was willing to partner in that effort to help pay for, you know, as part of the urban renewal. So at least specifically on the fairgrounds and potentially relocating public works.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Very
okay.
Good. So then the other two that just quickly, the Hugo Hills, apparently there is going to be a meeting another week or so in the beginning of March. I think Commissioner Morgan is involved in that to work with the potential lessee for Hugo Hills. So that's moving forward. Food and Friends, I talked with Lisa and with the city. The city is recommending requiring a phase one environmental assessment. It's about a $3,500. They said they will pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
They on Food and Friends on the building there.
What's the environmental assessment? Is that for the parking lot? Didn't they have some issues with it?
Well, that's
that
what
compared
I
to what's already been done.
That's
with
what
all
I
the
said
federal
to Lisa.
Requirements.
That's what I said. Why is this whole thing? But she sent me the email string, and it started with Business Oregon and went through the city and. You know, just safety and making sure that we cross all our T's, dot all our I's. $3,500, city's going to pay for it. So I said, if you can get it done as quick as possible, it might be something that'll take 1-2 weeks. So if you're going to recommend it, require it, and you're going to pay for it, fine, city, that's move forward. So that's something that they're...
Are they looking for something or...
They want to play it safe. I think the abundance of caution and prudence is where this is stemming from, so that something
this is
doesn't
the most
happen.
Highly regulated project going on in Grants Pass in the entire Josephine County right now.
RCC would tell you that the city's requirements of them to just get their permit for the expansion is not far off either.
It's the same thing. It just seems like
these are federal dollars. This is like building that bus shelter.
Exactly, and why is it more strict than what the bus shelter was?
And the problem is by the time they get done horsing around with all of their studies and everything else, there's no money left to put a new gas range in that kitchen.
Well,
they will use it all up.
They're not paying for this. The city's paying for it.
Michael's Caballero is.
The city's paying for the evaluation. Yeah. They're
right.
Not paying for whatever the evaluation tells them.
But they've. Council of Governments is supposed to be overseeing this thing, and this thing just keeps getting, we thought we had enough money. Now we're $100,000 short. Now we're $75,000 short.
That was where Michael was coming from on this.
And I don't know when they're ever going to actually get it done unless they say, stop, we're going to put this thing in and we're going to get it up and running.
Mm-hmm. The irony is they're working out of a closet.
Correct.
And they're feeding people in a conference room. What do they need that is so dramatically different? That church has a full-fledged kitchen.
It has a full kitchen in it.
Yeah.
It's got the sanctuary where you
for
can...
For a cafeteria.
Why don't we put this topic on our conversation for Tuesday with the city? What Tuesday is that?
Well, a Tuesday. Got the right day of the week.
It's next Tuesday, the 27th. So
you
this.
You don't want to have it on Thursday when they're not here. Or maybe we do.
It'd be the same.
We are having it on Thursday when they're not here.
Result would be the same. We're not here. So what? We're never here.
Well, one thing, I do want this to move forward, so I don't want to delay the initiation
of
this.
We're meeting with them next Tuesday.
Yeah,
move forward.
But as a topic to...
RCC has reached out as well, asking for help in navigating the city, because... And what my conversation with the president of RCC is, I don't want to see... They have a White City campus that's expandable beyond
mm-hmm.
any restriction. And they're already moving 70 positions for healthcare from our campus in Grants Pass to the White City.
Because of that.
And they want to expand this, but they're having hoops. And so we're going to find an empty campus, which means our students are going to have to travel how far to get to school versus a campus here. That's something that we have to find a way to remove that barrier. And they're frustrated.
Well, that's what I told Lisa and Michael, is that, you know, move forward with this without delay so we can get things done. But if there's any other issues, I would resist any other requirements that are going to delay this project.
Quit dragging it out.
Yeah, yeah, let's get
everybody
it.
Everybody wants to get their two cents.
How come we didn't know about this a year ago?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, this is what the private sector cries about all the time. And, oh no, that doesn't happen. Really? Sure feels like this is happening.
You know, this thing is from 2015.
Yeah.
My file on this
we were here.
Starts back, yes.
I just here. It goes back
further than that, yeah.
2009.
Anything else for your...
Okay. No, those were the four things that I wanted to bring. Thank you.
Any questions of Arthur while he's here?
Good goals. I have maybe something to add, but it's good. Okay.
Let the record show that Commissioner Morgan made it in.
I got a ride.
Did you? Good girl.
I park off an alleyway that's muddy and slippery
and snowed.
Not traveled. So,
the brand of car that's a conducive to.
You know, technically my Prius weighs a lot, so it could have some.
Not pan-road
tank. No, I. Sorry.
Anyway, just as a recap, Commissioner Morgan, we did have the resolution 2018-008 from Transit for their changes. I don't know if you read that through. It was quite lengthy.
I know it came out last week, and it was it's it off for this week.
And both of those, we're going to move both of those to the weekly business.
You going to tell her about all the assignments we did?
We changed around the liaison thing
and
the Rogue Workforce Partnership.
I will
in your wheelhouse.
Joyfully serve in whichever capacity best seen by the board.
You should do that. You know?
Don't you really say fun. That.
You're in charge of all animal control.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Blah, blah, blah.
It would get done.
I would imagine.
Back to 2A.
I'll never see you again with all the animals that are meeting.
I don't know where public health would have anything to add other than what they had the other day at their presentation. So.
And the timeliness of their goals, giving an indication that their staffing is at 69% and such is a good... Good goal, but at the same time, you know, if you're hiring a bunch of people with the intent before the end of the fiscal year to not be in that service anymore, I think there needs to be a real strategy about who you're actually looking to hire. And then those positions that have obviously been unfilled for a certain amount of time that may not need to be if you're going to find yourself
not
in that business anymore.
And they are looking at that, and the other issue is that some of the positions, even if they were hireable, would be transferable to the new agency.
Yeah.
So it's not hiring somebody to let them go. But that is a conversation we have had.
Yeah, I think one of the efficiencies, if I were a provider of a similar service, is the fact that I could, you know, augment some of the cost by saying, this person's providing X right now in-house. And yeah, they can take on elements, not all of it, but certain elements could be. And that's efficiencies that new provider ought to be able to explore. So I know that's being something that's being looked at.
Okay, moving to item number four, other business. Do you have anything on your plate for that?
Nothing specific. You guys understand what other business is?
Kind of not. I was going
to
read my...
Other business is something that needs to come before the board. It's not matters from commissioners. It needs an action. And that's what the weekly business session item number four is. Like if I needed a letter signed or something like that, it's a formal action by the board. And that's why others delineated on here that's separate from matters from commissioners. And it doesn't happen very often, but if you don't have that, you really don't have a capacity to take action outside of what's delineated on your agenda.
Along that line, we were going to create an award for people saving other people's lives. We talked about it a little bit the other day.
There's already those processes in the community.
Okay.
And I was going to go to the Board of Health meeting at 10:30 and ask one of the people there. But yeah, I talked to Chief Hoke about it this weekend, just asking him, so what's the process? And he has one. So there's either...
Let's do it on Tuesday, work it out.
I'll get you some answers.
What sparked my this morning when I was watching the news early, they had Medford gave an award to a lady that saved a fireman's life or something over in the Medford area.
Okay.
So I think that, you know, that thing exists, but
we don't want to wait too long.
No, I think it's something that we want to definitely, so you'll follow through on that, Commissioner. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
that's it. I guess we're on to item number five. Board business order 5A is order number 2018-007 in the matter of the regular weekly business meeting of the Board of County Commissioners for the week of March 5th, 2018.
So just so you know, I-5 is now closed at milepost 55 due to a crash that's blocking the ramp.
Milepost 55?
Yeah, that's the south exit of Grants Pass.
Probably slipped on all the litter out there.
I was asked this morning in relative to that, I mean, the week of business edition, it is what it is. We've already discussed that, so that's good to go. Making the decision about whether or not there's going to be a delay or a day off, I think there should be like a goal, an expectation that it happened at a certain point in the morning, and then past a certain point, it is what it is here.
Yeah.
I think we arrived at that this morning ad hoc wise, but we've been talking about kind of defining a policy. It is a play-by-play every day, every time it happens.
I just needed this morning, who are the players to contact? And it was Rob Brandis, JJ, and Kirk was my three.
JJ executes, he doesn't make
the decision. He's not a part of the decision.
Okay. So you can just rely on those.
Then we need to write that up somewhere so that the person on call knows that. You two do.
He doesn't bring any expertise as far as.
He's just the one that would get the notification,
with
right?
He interfaces with the Three Rivers School District, which is getting buses out at about 4 or 5 in the morning.
This morning that Three Rivers was closed. District 7 schools were a 2-hour delay. And then before I even drank my first cup of coffee, District 7 is closed for the day, Three Rivers is closed for the day, and
District
that was
District 7 didn't close until, I know exactly
when. 5:30, no, it was somewhere along in there.
It was a 2-hour delay.
Yeah, they were.
It was 2 hours of
and
delay.
And it doesn't matter, but it was closer to like 7. When they sent out the
notification. I saw it go across the screen before I left the house, and I was here by 5 o'clock.
That they were
the bottom of the
canceled
screen.
For the day?
Yeah. District 7 schools was a 2-hour delay, and then they said,
we are
delayed.
Or so canceled.
We're canceled for
canceled.
The day.
Okay.
So I used that as part of it. I thought, well, okay. And I got in here, and I thought, okay, fine. And by the time I got done horsing around, I was looking at the traffic on the streets. It wasn't icy when I came to work. My concern was it was 26 degrees, what's underneath the snow? That, if I would have slipped and slid at 4:45 this morning, it would have been a different story.
I remember this question on my driver's test because it was the only one I got wrong. 33 degrees is the most challenging because it's right at that freezing point.
You don't
apparently.
Know.
I didn't know that. I thought 26 was worse than 33.
But then you know it's icy.
But
so you exercise.
You actually stick a little bit when there's full ice. It's the little bit of water on top of ice. That's the slickest anyway. But I think 6 a.m. should be the cutoff for making whatever it is a decision. That's just me. People are already, it isn't what's just in the city. We have people commuting from Wolf Creek and Ashland and way out in O'Brien. There's people coming from a long way.
Rob and I talked about it, and as he said, you're going to get some people that can make it in, some people that can't make it in.
Well, we kind of talked about this a year ago when we were making it. We're just going to.
It's not Rob's call either, though. He's advising us.
I know it is, but I know it's my call, so I can just take it on and say, yeah, that's the way it's going to be. But I would like advice.
You get the feedback.
I want to find out what's going to happen to other departments before I make that decision.
So
I'm not saying it's anybody's call.
It keeps snowing, and it maybe wasn't as bad at 4 a.m., but by 7 a.m. Oh, wow, you got 4 inches on the road. You know, it's kind of one of those things. We've closed when it's gone by 10 a.m., but when you have it snowing all day and we're not closed, I just don't want people trying to force themselves to get to work because our policy is they have to use their own PTO day if they stay home today because we didn't say we're closed. And so you have people who maybe can't use a PTO day who are trying to get here and it's not safe for them to do so. And that's not fair to them. This is why I want us to have a COOP plan completed that would identify essential services. So on a day like today, you say essential services are needed, but those that aren't, stay home and be safe, or something like that.
Yeah, well, we've already got that semi-established. And a year ago, before you guys were in, I think after, you know, 3 or 4 days, when we had the conversation, really giving a lot of discretion to the managers accounts for what you're talking about. And I do think that that is the best policy, regardless that, you know, Sarah and Parks can say, there's not much for us to do
nothing
today.
For you to do.
And I would rather people just be safe. I know where they're all coming from. You know, we've got 350 employees. We don't all know where they're coming from. But, you know, Larry Graves should not be on I-5 in his Prius coming over from Ashland today. Just, nobody's flying. Just hang out. Yep. Do everything you need to do, but stay home.
And if you read your phone.
And he can make that decision.
At O-Dark 30 this morning, it said at 9:31 today that it was supposed to be on the verge of raining, and that's not on the verge of raining.
And my phone said this will continue till 1 p.m.
Okay.
So I think
I know my mom and I can be in the house, and sure, hers will say something, and it doesn't say that.
Yeah.
But I can feel that this isn't going to change today.
I'm not. But I don't think that the conditions are going to get much worse than what they are right now.
So public health is the only department that contacted me this morning just asking. It was his first snow experience as a new director of a department. And I said, well, we're on normal business, but I followed up with,
tell your
staff to do whatever is safe for them.
Right.
They have to make that decision. And he said that was the that they would be covered. He made the decision that if any of his couldn't for safety, he would cover the day.
Yeah.
So are we saying that at some point in time in the near future we need to have a policy regarding weather so that the person on call can just look at that and say, this is who I need to contact, this is who I
don't think that's a bad idea. We should have
just,
it.
You know, because again, Commissioner Morgan just rattled off a bunch of really good ideas. We just need to put them down so that when you're gone, we can hand it to whoever the third party is, or to me, or to anybody else. We have a policy on it somewhere. I think that would be great. So hold your thoughts, Commissioner Morgan.
Don't forget that you said that.
Don't forget you said that.
Hey, I just want you to know that I am officially a master's finalist, or I finished. I have earned my master's degree officially.
Wow.
Just want you to know that.
When do they tag that on? Do you get a tattoo or something on your arm?
Apparently it was submitted 2 weeks ago, but it was official. I learned yesterday, so.
Cool. Just congratulations. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're okay with A. We've discussed that, and it's an order. A was the
Well, we were already on 3, right? We were going to, or we were on 4 and going to 5. Are you saying A
5.
Under 5? I don't have an agenda in front of me, so I'm sorry. I'm going blind here.
There you go. You're all set.
Okay.
Lily?
Oh, thank you. Sorry.
We're on board business. And item A is order number 2018-007. It's a regular business meeting for the Board of Commissioners for the week of March 5th. That we were not going to have a weekly business session.
No, or you're having it on the 8th.
On the 8th.
That's what I thought you guys had decided was to do it on the 8th.
Right. We have something we have to do that week.
Yes. Yeah. We have to. So we're okay with that?
No. I won't be here.
You won't be here, but Commissioner Hare and I will be on the 8th.
Yeah. Okay. Just let Leah know, because she's the one who had the something special for that week that had to get done.
And B is Board Projects 2018.
I had forwarded my updated goals. I don't know if they got out to you guys or if I should reprint them. It was just kind of adding some of the notes that we did from the other day. And we were supposed to go through the department ones, and I honestly didn't have a chance to get through all of them.
Well, I think that's necessary to do, and there's 2 that weren't in yet, so you should don't feel too bad about that, because you didn't have all of them anyway. But maybe we revisit this on Tuesday after. And I was hoping that we could have those kind of consolidated into one document. Nate Gallurans are too long. There should be an appendix for each program that provided, like,
just kind of an overview.
No, they provided more in-depth discussion on each of their bullet points, and that was great. But
this is how I recommended my staff do it. Give me a couple bullet points.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And no, Nate's were great. I mean, if you want to know more, everything is broken down there, and it was really, really good. But I think he also, you know, applying for $2.5 million in grants, just kind of pulled it from his information he already had, which is great. But there were some other programs that have that. So we just need whatever is that one pager consolidated into one readable document that we can kind of adopt as an addendum to our goals is what I would suggest. And then we've got a comprehensive, but taking a look at each other's goals and then getting a board package of 10 things, probably not any more than 10 things would be what I would think we'd come out of next Tuesday's conversation after the city as a product. Does that make sense?
Yes, and now I get what you mean about needs.
That's good. It's just
community development's got a pretty
not short.
Pretty good. A couple pages, so they're okay with
Mark's
that.
Is not specific, it just kinda has an overview. It's more of an FYI. So Mark from Building and Safety. Okay. That's
yep. Sheriff's got his in here.
Yeah.
We're just very...
I didn't see airports on the list, but he's got his in probably first, so...
It's at the
like,
bottom.
Like veterans is also. See, she's got her six or whatever, and then she breaks them all out, which is really yeah. cool. Yeah. I like the detail, but we just want to put in the first six. So that's what I would think, and then... Okay.
The juveniles got theirs in here. They're okay.
So it feel I would want you suggest I do that you can change any one of those in the programs. It says you know juvenile needs to include something. Mm-hmm. You know I was thinking of the prevention team was really really good. It's keeping that on there, but one of the things I always think about with law enforcement type stuff is they talk a lot about dealing with the issue, not dealing with the root cause sometimes, except for that prevention element. Like, I can see the goal of having 185 people in jail, but wouldn't it be a better goal to have zero people in jail where we don't have any crimes being committed? And maybe I'm just like a utopia style thing, but, and we're always gonna need a jail, but there should be some capacity in there. It's like, let's not have this as a need anymore as our county. Wouldn't that be one thing?
Jim Goodwin verbally told me that their goal is to work themselves out of a job.
Yeah, I like that. But that's a vision.
And that's a good basis for how you go to work every day.
Yes.
I hope you don't, I don't, kid, I hope I never
wouldn't
see you again.
Great?
I don't
right?
think that it's necessarily yeah. a cop's intuition.
No.
It's kind of one of those, I don't mean
outside
it.
Their scope.
Correct. And it's kind of like district attorney. No, my job is to file charges. And police,
yeah,
my
yeah.
job is
yeah.
to arrest people. And
right.
it's like, no, this is where community-oriented policing came in, where a police officer's job is to actually have relationships in the community that deters and detracts and has a different
deters
outcome.
Crime from ever happening in the first place.
Correct.
And need for a DA, so.
I would like to have, before we get too wound up on, boy, we're going to cure the world. Is there any stats? No, we're not. Is there any statistics out there when you book people into jail as to how many people actually live here or how many people come out of, from out of town and we find them in our jail because they moved here because we have lack of law enforcement? That's one of the big things that I think everybody's missing on the marijuana thing is the reason most of those people are here is because we don't have policing. We don't have adequate law enforcement. That's why they're here, and that's why the bad element's here, because they can get away with it.
So it's not just the climate.
It's not just the climate.
But, it is the climate.
But,
of law.
But I don't know if you're even allowed to make it, to run a matrix like that and say, these are people that are, this
oh,
guy's
sure.
from all over the place.
Absolutely. You can run a matrix on male, female.
But the guy that lived
age.
Here 48 years, he's lived here 48 years. Is he the guy we're really in trouble with? No.
What I can tell you about the addresses that are listed is those that are lodged at the jail. It's whatever they want to put down.
Right.
It's not verified. It's not validated. It
empty
could
lot.
Have been,
empty
yeah,
building.
It means nothing. And so.
Well, wouldn't an ID, if they are carrying ID, be used?
honestly. They ask them, they hand them some papers underneath the door and they fill them out themselves. Yeah. If they don't fill out the address, they use what was in the system from the last time they were arrested.
Right.
Or, you know, they might put transient. But we've got calls from people saying, they keep using my address. They don't live here. Like, I don't control what they put there. You know, it's kind of one of those things. But just so you know, it's not accurate. It's just whatever they put down. But I did run those numbers at Community Corrections a couple of years ago over those already on supervision that were asking for transfer to our community. And sure enough, one of them was a classic case where we looked on the Facebook page investing. It requires that you be supervised where you live. And this person claimed they owned property in Josephine County, therefore should be allowed to be on parole here, probation here. And it showed that they had bought a landlocked piece of property completely surrounded by BLM with no access road on the top of a mountain, and they're shooting their automatic weapons off at the top of the mountain, and they were ready to grow their marijuana. That was a great idea. We denied that transfer as not actually being a resident that has a livable house and water and all this other kind of stuff. It was just a wood lot. But we did run the numbers. It hadn't gone up greatly on transfers yet, but there are some, and it's not a bad number to have.
Well, like I say, if we're going to say it's keep people, how do we keep people out of our jail rather than put them in? You know, as Commissioner Harris said, wouldn't it be great to not have anybody in there? But if you had a closed group of people, that's one thing. But we get enough people from out of town, yeah, out of state. Yeah. I think that's where a lot of our trouble comes from outside.
Part of addressing that.
Look at our fatality crashes. We have an abundance of fatality crashes. And you can find a direct correlation to patrol and traffic enforcement to fatality crashes. And the fact that we don't have patrol out there pulling people over is, and our fatalities have gone up. But look at where they're from. Of the last two fatalities on 199.
The last one out there, Reef Creek, was Ohio. The guy was from Ohio.
And the one before that was out of the area, too. So it's a matter of, were they traveling through or were they here?
That's just another reason. Another reason for us to strive really hard to get adequate funding for our sheriff's department so we can put the OSP back on the patrol to do what they're supposed to do. Okay, going back to projects and goals.
Do you have yours, Commissioner DeYoung?
Do I have mine?
Yeah, you had a list.
I had written down, but I didn't get them to Ricky or to Wendy.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind. And a couple things that I was thinking about with that conversation with easements, providing access to developable properties. We deem them as developable, but they're currently not by our code.
Right.
I think that would be a great project.
Yeah.
Fits in your wheelhouse of what you were just kind of working through in
exactly.
That order.
I've got about three of those.
And we're moving that order that we talked about on Tuesday to the weekly business session,
okay.
Right?
Okay. So
that would be great.
That might be
The other one was implementing the public works review. So having that as a strategy that
right.
We do that over the next year.
Right.
So.
Okay.
I don't want to just keep giving you work, but those were things I was thinking.
I saw that.
Wait. I seem to remember that being something we thought would be positive today, to give each other work. I heard that earlier.
I keep hearing
that. Well, it was before you got here. Okay.
Echo in
maybe
here.
Maybe how things change when...
Who's got
once
the...
you're in the room, it can object.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Right.
So we're done with B and C. Are we okay with those?
We're going to revisit those on Tuesday, right?
We'll revisit them on Tuesday.
And we'll try to have one consolidated document.
That would be nice.
That we can kind of...
Yeah.
And I'd be willing to help with that if somebody wants help consolidating a document. If they're emailed to me, I can pull them all together.
Okay.
If there's not time for staff to do it.
Feels like a cut and paste, but...
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I'm...
Do you want a different document for board project? You do, for board products and department goals.
The board one should
separate.
Be different. So there should be a programs document, there should be a individual county commissioner document, and then there's the board adopted, no more than 10 goals and projects for the year.
Yep, she's letting up out there, ladies and gentlemen. Okay.
Nice big flakes.
Item D
Does
is...
Does that mean it's warmer usually? I can't remember what the big flakes mean.
More moisture.
Want me to bring you my golf shoes so we can get around out there?
I brought my snow boots.
Okay.
I brought my four-wheel drive.
Item 5D is matters from commissioners. Do you have any matters?
I don't, let me check.
You know how we had our deadline for an advisory question last week? I thought of one the day after, but That's right.
What, and that's a good one. I'm glad you brought that up, Commissioner, because we kicked that around a little bit. Over in legal, Pat and I talked about it, and I think what we really want to do is concentrate on having one concerning the marijuana, Southern Oregon Marijuana Initiative, prepared for the November election, because it will be right before the long session. I do intend to move that to the long session without even a question. I think it was too immature, not enough people knew about it, and not enough people knew exactly the impact of it, because every time I turn around, the two letters that we got the other day, you know, were emphatic, and even the Deschutes, they don't have any money for law enforcement. Everything is money for enforcement.
Marion County said the same thing.
They all haven't. And so maybe we do need to consider it as a statewide initiative rather than just the five Southern counties. I don't know that.
But it doesn't make any sense to do the five Southern counties, because it doesn't even, not an issue.
I think
for
that would alienate the rest of the state from voting for it.
It was a two-county proposal, because it was only really going to apply to Josephine and Jackson County. It's not an issue for Douglas County. They don't care.
They will. They need to care, because they're going to be $14 million upside down next year.
But
year
there's no opportunity to generate revenue if they don't have a canopy cover up there, because
yes,
it's
they
illegal.
Do. They have OMMP. They have tons of medical grows up there.
Not according to Commissioner Freeman.
Okay.
He doesn't see it.
Okay. That he doesn't need it, but if he doesn't want to apply for it, that's fine.
I think
right now there was just enough. There's enough.
It has to go through the state legislature for it to go to a local ballot either way.
Right. So it has to go. It'll have to go through the 19 session.
The whole state having the discretion to do it.
The 19 session will probably be changed, but what they've morphed it into right now, if and Rob Bobet described it to me, it is disgusting. And if that's what they think Billy Williams is just going to give the state a pass because this is what they're doing, it amounts to $1.5 million as a grant. Not the $1.5 million, but you have to apply for any portion of that $1.5 million, and any county can apply for it. Statewide, $1.5 million a year. And Mr. Bobet says, yeah, but it's going to get bigger and bigger as we go through the five-year process. I said, I don't have a five-year process around in Josephine County. We've got people that are mad now. We have a need for law enforcement now. Not even next year. We need it now. What's going to happen now? So anyway, I think that the exploratory question should be in November and not in May. So besides that, tomorrow's the deadline, and it takes a while to go through legal to build that up. But what did you said you had a...
Same topic.
Okay.
Yeah.
It takes about 3 weeks. It should take about 3 weeks.
Right.
I think I've done 8 or 9, and I wouldn't endorse doing one at the last minute. It's got to be well thought out, and you've got to put a lot of thought into exactly what you're asking. And I thought it was a good question. I mean, there was a lot of criticism around it, but it got us a pretty definitive answer about where the community feels.
Yeah. So. We've got some pretty serious letters in the last few days that are people, the natives are getting restless.
Well, it's really interesting. I understand them approaching us. We have been doing things around cannabis.
Yeah.
Why aren't they approaching the real issue, which is their state legislatures? Mm-hmm. This is a state issue. This is how we got this. There's no county action that perpetuated this issue.
No.
So I think you should write an op-ed about this situation, Commissioner DeYoung, and get it out there. People don't know. I think you said that, and we need to take this next few months to educate.
We really do.
This is about. Putting the onus on us to try to make us responsible.
We're trying. So. Okay, anything else for today? Commissioner Morgan? I've got to go to Medford today for the exciting Rogue Workforce Partnership.
I'd maybe just verify in advance if it's still on.
Yeah, it's not on. I'm pretty sure.
I don't want to go.
Security drill.
I don't want to go at all. Okay.
I think you should talk about that, Commissioner DeYoung.
The Rogue Workforce Partnership.
No, that you don't want to be there and you don't.
No, the whole thing. Like, the whole thing. We should get out of it. We inherited all of this liability through the last debacle, and there's nothing saying that the next one isn't going to happen very similarly. Once, shame on us. Twice? Or yeah. Once, shame on them. Twice, shame on us. Get out of it.
What I would like to do, and I'm asking the board if this is something that you would like to do, let's bring Rogue Workforce, bring Jim Fong over here and explain it to him.
Nope.
Nope. Okay.
I don't want to have a conversation about it. I want a proposal that says these are the steps for us to divest ourselves of this potential liability given the experience we've had in the last couple of years. I don't want to discuss the merits. I just want to say give it to legal. And so what is it going to take to get you out of this car today?
So the other question, had you sat down with Commissioner Dyer yet?
Yeah, he and I talked. We just talked.
They're all on the same page. They're all on the same page.
Yeah. And you know, he and I have had the discussion because it's he and I are supposed to shift off every other year.
As chair.
And they have more meetings than we do. And I have yet... In a year and 2 months, I haven't seen any deliverable, and that boggles my mind because they get a pretty healthy budget.
They're doing stuff, but what is it that you're providing input on that's changing or influencing the trajectory? Why?
And that they get $8 million a year to do it.
Why do you have to be?
I would imagine that it's in their bylaws somewhere that's the makeup of their board. Board of directors.
So right. Then the question to what you said is, how do we not be a part of that board?
How do we not be part of that board?
It's a state requirement.
Not
it's not
just
ours.
The board. I don't want to divest ourselves of the governance element. No. The entire potential liability.
Stay out of it.
Correct.
Because we can't
no
have
affiliation.
Liability and not be part of the leadership.
Right.
Yeah.
That just puts us more at liability.
Right.
You know.
See, but right now you guys have the authority. The two of you commissioners have the authority to influence the direction that board's going.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have an executive director that's hired by the board. So if it's not going a direction or have deliverables that are outcome, then what steps are being taken to say this isn't an appropriate outcome?
I think I'll make an appointment with Commissioner Dyer over there, and you know, just sit down, I'll run over there and talk to him and say, okay, this is my concern.
Take Wally sit down with Joel and Danny and iron out a plan.
And iron out a plan to just say we need to, okay.
Yep. We feel your pain.
Anything else? Hearing none?
I don't think so.
You have anything else? Okay, hearing nothing, we're adjourned at 9:53.